Yeah. Well, the thing is, DM 9600 doesn't need the OpenGD, but the OpenGD really opens a lot with the automatic satellite tracker. It has all the frequencies and the Doppler shifts and all that. I like the stock firmware on the 9600 as well, but that OpenGD, someone put a lot of work into that. That opens up a whole new world to that radio. But sounds like you kicked it up to like 60 watts there.
I'll take it real quick and hand it to Brian. No, I went from Warren to Richmond. I'm north of New Baltimore, so I just changed. Went to the Richmond receive site. So, okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, I got the DM1701. I got the OpenGD77, and I went looking for any firmware upgrades in that. And it sounds like they're, you know, at a crossroads between what somebody did and didn't do, and they kind of hid some of the posts where they were sharing information for improvements. But yeah, the Anytone, I love that. The stock firmware works for me. The OpenGD 77 was very intuitive. Made the DM1701, because I tried playing with it both ways, a lot easier to use. And I just haven't gotten into the satellite stuff yet, so that's here or there for me. Tom?